إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا، وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. ثم أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة الحجرات بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Last week, during the last sermon, I talked about the meaning of iman. Iman is a state or a condition where there is no fear nor any anxiety or grief. It is a state and a condition of safety and security, of safety and tranquility. I also discussed the difference between iman and Islam. Islam is to surrender for peace. It is peace externally, whereas iman is a heartfelt conviction. It is within. I also gave you the definition of the two types of iman, al-iman al-mufassal and al-iman al-mujmal. Al-iman al-mufassal deals with the basic seven articles of faith: believing in Allah, in His angels, in the books, in the prophets and messengers, in the hereafter, in the qadr, be it good or bad from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the concept of resurrection. Whereas al-iman al-mujmal, as defined by the ulama, it is to believe in Allah as He is, in His names and attributes, to accept all of His commands. It is a verbal attestation. It is to say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. And it is certainty in the heart. It is يقين في القلب. And confirmation or accepting that to be true through your actions. Today, inshallah ta'ala, I will talk about the believers, المؤمنون. Who are they? The true believers. Who are they? What are their qualities? What's their attitude like? And what distinguishes them from other Muslims? How can I become a believer? All these are very important and fundamental questions. So let's shed some light through the divine light and see if we can obtain answers to those important questions. To begin with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins His book with a very tall claim. We must be accustomed to the style of the Qur'an. And in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces the guidance to us because we pray, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That comes in the middle Surah of Surah Al-Fatiha. Guide us, lead us to the straight path. And immediately after Surah Al-Fatiha comes Surah Al-Baqarah. And it begins with this tall claim. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Alif Lam Mim, those are al-huruf al-muqatta'at in which no one knows their interpretation except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The claim is that this book, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This book can never be doubted. It is the truth. Rather, it is the absolute truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will serve as a guidance for the muttaqeen. Who are those muttaqeen? Who are those believers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces them after that tall claim. They are الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Number one, they are the ones who believe in the unseen. If you recall last week, during my last sermon, all of the articles of faith that we believe in are based on the unseen. We don't see any of those articles of faith. We don't feel them. We can't touch them and feel them. They're all based on the unseen. And the true believers and the true muttaqeen are those who truly believe in the unseen, first and foremost. It is the basic requirement of a believer. What else? وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. And they establish their daily, five daily, regular prayers. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they spend from that which we have provided for them. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. And they are the ones who truly believe in the revelations we have sent upon you, to you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the revelation that was sent before you. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And they have this certainty in their heart that there is a life after this life. There is a hereafter. There is the time when we have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the grand accountability. Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. Indeed, those are the ones who will be guided. They are the ones who are on the true guidance from the Lord. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And indeed, they are the ones who will be successful, who attain those qualities. Now, who are the true believers? Al-Mu'minun. In describing the true believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the whole of the Qur'an gave us some ideas. Let me begin with Surah Al-Anfal, ayah number 2. Just so we understand, if we truly want to be believers, and true believers, if I might add, then I have to compare myself, my attitude, my actions, to those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in His book as true believers. So what we need to do is to compare ourselves if we really want to be and if we have the desire to be true believers to those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in His book. Very simple. In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing those true believers, He starts out with, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Surely the believers are those. The believers are only those. إِنَّمَا أَدَاتْ حَصْرِ. This is here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is confining, is limiting of all the Muslims, the true believers. And He's describing them. He says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. They are the ones whom, when Allah's name is mentioned, their hearts tremble. Their hearts tremble. They have this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited unto them, whether they recite them themselves or they hear it from others, you find their faith, their iman increases. زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they rely solely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They depend solely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else? الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Again you find, they are steadfast on their daily modes of worship in terms of salah. They pray every day and they pray on time. They don't delay their salah and they spend and spend and spend in the way of Allah from that which Allah has given them. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. Indeed, أُولَٰئِكَ is كَلِمَةُ الْحَصْرِ again. أُولَٰئِكَ, only those are the true believers. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. They will have ranks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forgiveness and very generous provision. This is the reward of such individuals who have developed, who are like those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in these al-ayat al-mubarakat. Again, to find out whether I fit the criteria of believers or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dedicated a whole surah entitled Al-Mu'minun, Surah Al-Mu'minun, Surah number 23. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with the good news. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Surely, definitely, the true believers are successful. But who are they? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. I'm not going to dive deep into these ayat. These are just general and perhaps which I would recommend highly that you go and look the tafaseer of these great ayat. Dive deep into them because the subject is very important. As I told you in the beginning of this series on the subject of Iman, this is the second thing that we need to do before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes our condition. Number one, Tawbah, and then Iman. We have to rejuvenate, we have to revive our Iman. If we really truly don't like what's going on, and we want that condition to change, we have to begin changing from within. So I have to raise the level of my iman to that of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in the Quran. Who are those successful believers? They are the ones who in their salah are humble, khashi'un. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Again, salah. Just to show you how important salah is. They are humbled in their prayers. They are fully concentrating on what they are reciting. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. They are the ones who avoid, although the translation is vain talk, but vain talk is not the only interpretation of laghu. Laghu is anything that takes you away from the dhikr of Allah or takes you away from something which is more useful to you in this life or for the next life. So anything that results in absolutely nothing is laghu. Talking nonsense about whatever is laghu. Watching television shows that have no meaning, none whatsoever. Entertainment just to pass time is laghu. True believers don't pay attention to that. They engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They recite and hammer the Quran unto their hearts. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. They are the ones who, although not only zakah here means in terms of paying zakah, because the word after that is fa'ilun. They are active in purifying themselves. Yes, purifying their wealth is one aspect of that purification and tazkiyah. They're constantly engaging in purifying their attitudes, their beliefs, their worldview. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. They are the ones who guard their privates إِلَّا عَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ except on their lawful spouses or those whom their right hand possess, in which there can be no blame upon them. They can exercise that sexual desire lawfully, but to look at other women and pursue other women for the satisfaction of that desire unlawfully is unacceptable. And a Muslim would do that, but a believer will not do that. And the Prophet said, لَا يَزْنِي الزَّانِيَ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ Impossible for a person to commit zina while he is in a state of iman. So true believers don't do these things. Don't even come near that. They lower the gaze. فَمَنْ اِبْتَغَ وَرَاءَ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ Whoever goes after that, unlawfully, satisfying his sexual urge, unlawfully indeed, they are the ones who have transgressed the bounds, the hudud of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ Again, you find those true believers are those who fulfill their promises and guard their trusts. When they are entrusted with something, they honor it. They don't betray it. So it is important that we guard. And the true believers are described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as those who guard, honor their trusts and don't betray them and fulfill their promises. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ Again, we started with salah and we end with salah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ They truly guard their prayers. They don't make it up. They don't postpone it. They don't wait until the very last minute to pray. Rather, their attitude is, I can't wait for the time of salah to come so I can take a break out of this worldly affairs and be in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's their attitude. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ They are indeed the inheritors. الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ They are the ones who will inherit the Firdaus. جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ الْأَعْلَى The highest place in the paradise in which they will be dwelling in it forever. Now what's their attitude like? To shed some light on this subject, we have to look at the very last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while He was confirming the belief of the Prophet, of the Messenger, and those who believed with Him, He gave us a hint as to what their attitude is like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون Indeed, the Messenger had believed in what has come down to him from his Lord. والمؤمنون And here, alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word والمؤمنون May we all be bracketed amongst the المؤمنون اللهم آمين They also, the true believers, believed in whatever has come down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرِ They are the ones who believed in Allah, in His angels, in His books, and in His messengers without making any distinction between all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالُوا They attest, they say. Not only do they say, they truly mean it. وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكُ الْمَصِيرِ Their attitude is that of listening and obeying. I hear you, O Allah. I hear you, O God. And I'm ready to obey every command of yours. And that's the attitude of those believers whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attested and confirmed their true faith. آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمَ الرَّبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. And they constantly seek forgiveness from Allah and they remind themselves that they will be eventually one day returning back to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believers care for each other. They care about their fellow Muslims. They love for them what they love for themselves. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in describing the true believers again in Surah Al-Hujurat, He says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. The true believers are brothers to one another. They try to reconciliate amongst themselves. They do not try to break the ranks and end up in dissension. No. True believers always reach out for their brothers and try to reconciliate. بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in describing the believers, he says, "Al-mu'minu lil-mu'mini kal-bunyani yashuddu ba'dahu ba'dha." He says, a believer to another believer is like a reinforced brick wall. One brick enforces each other. So the true believers are described like that. One of their qualities is that their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exceeds the love for anyone or anything. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Baqarah, you will find from amongst the people those who will take rivals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will love them. But those who truly believe have the strongest love for Allah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. But those who truly believe, you will find them having this intimate relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the basis of extreme and intense love for Him. Because of this intense love, they dedicate their lives, they commit themselves, they sacrifice for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they pledge. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. La sharika lahu wa bidhalika umirtu wa ana awwalul muslimin. This is in Surah Al-An'am, where the Prophet was asked to say, Qul inna salati, surely my salah, my sacrifice, my life and my death is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the attitude of a true believer, is that he lives in this world not to please anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lives in this world knowing very well that his life and his death, his sacrifice is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of the worlds. Finally, the true believers are those who truly believe that their faith is not only made up of rituals and modes of worship. Rather, their faith is an ideology. They truly believe in that. Iman is an ideology, is a comprehensive vision. It is a set of beliefs based on the unseen. This is the philosophy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to humankind. It is a set of divine concepts and principles. It is a world view. And in the German philosophy, it is called the Weltanschauung. And that means world view. And in another word, it is an ideology. It is a way of life. The true believers truly believe, particularly with the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the last prophet and messenger of Allah, sending with him the final book of guidance for all humanity, for all time to come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided the people not only at the individual level, but as well at the collective level. And these individuals, those true believers, realize that, understand that, and they commit themselves to the service of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They struggle hard to promote that ideology of the Qur'an. There is what I call man-made ideology. We talked about that during my last sermon. All of these ideologies that were made by people, such as communism, capitalism, all these isms. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in contrast to that, He says, there is my ideology. And He asked the question, if you recall from last time, which of the two parties will have more right to safety and tranquility? فَأَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ أَحَقُّ بِالْأَمْنِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Which of the two parties have more right to safety and tranquility? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers that question in the very next ayah in Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 82. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. It is those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't confuse their faith with shirk. Because anything that comes from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're bound to find in it some elements, may not all be shirk. You're bound to find some elements of kufr, some elements of shirk, simply because it is not from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, the Lord of the worlds, knows what's best for His creation. And He gave us the final guidance in the form of the divine guidance, Al-Qur'an. So those true believers are those who commit themselves to the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very profoundly you find in Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah describes them as, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. Surely the believers are only those, the true believers are only those who truly believe in Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they doubt not, they have no raib, none whatsoever, about their faith, their belief in Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They believe in Allah Almighty, they believe in the Messenger who came to restore sovereignty back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. That was the objective of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They believe in the message that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْكَابُوا. They have no doubt about that. But additionally, وَجَاهَدُوا. They struggled. They struggled with their wealth and with their bodily resources. بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They devote their whole entire life in promoting that ideology, in taking those great ideas that can only benefit mankind to mankind. And that takes a form of struggle. Struggle with your wealth. You need to come out with literature, DVDs, audios, whatever the case may be, to promote those great ideas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It takes a form of struggle, bodily resources. You have to go out, you have to preach, you have to tell the people, you have to study, you have to learn. This is the true jihad. Indeed, this is the true jihad. Jihadul kalima wal qalam. The struggle, the jihad of the word and the pen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed, those are the truthful ones. Those are the true believers. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. My dear brothers and sisters, the world is yearning for peace. There can be no doubt about that. True peace can never be achieved without truth overcoming and conquering or defeating falsehood and evil. When the divine just social order is established, when divine justice is established and sincerely put to practice, peace will certainly prevail. the time will come once again when truth will knock out the brains of falsehood, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it once, and it will come again, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. And we pray that we take part in that process. In Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَغُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقٌ وَلَكُمُ الْوَيْلَ مِمَّا تَصِفُونَ. Nay, we hurl the truth, we throw the truth against falsehood, and it knocks out its brain. And behold, falsehood does perish. And woe be to you for false things you ascribe to us. That's the final message to those who promote false ideas. Their time is going to come, but for this to happen, dedicated believers for this cause is required. May Allah help us to dedicate our lives for the service of Allah and His deen. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin wal muslimat fastaghfiruh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. Let me just shed some light as to how to acquire faith. If I really want to become a true, faithful and true believer, what are the practical ways to acquire that? The primary source of acquiring faith is, without a doubt, the Qur'an itself. Second to that is the Sunnah and the Seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After that, the practice, the Sunnah and the Seerah of Al-Khulafa Al-Rashideen Al-Mahdiyeen, the rightly guided caliphs and the pious and righteous Sahaba. And finally, to be in the company of the true and sincere believers whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls As-Sadiqoon. The Qur'an, acquiring faith through the Qur'an. I shared with you the ayah from Surah Al-Anfal. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Surely true believers are those whom, when Allah's name is mentioned, their hearts tremble. And when they recite the Qur'an, their iman increases. So there's a dire need today to return back to the Qur'an, first and foremost. دَعْوَةُ الرُّجُوعِ إِلَى الْقُرْآنِ. We have to return back to our basic and primary source of guidance, and that is the Qur'an. The Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ahzab, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, you will find a good model in your messenger Muhammad ﷺ. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. For those who beg to meet the Lord and can't wait for that last day, for that life after this life, and mentions Allah frequently. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a sahih hadith or a hasan hadith, he says, خَلَفْتُ فِيكُمْ شَيْئَيْنِ لَن تَضَلُّوا بَعْدَهُمَا. I will leave two things, you will never ever go astray. كِتَابُ اللَّهُ وَسُنَّتِ. The book of Allah and my sunnah, my practice. Following his seerah. There's a difference, fundamental difference between sunnah and seerah. Sunnah is actually the legal injunctions derived from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is halal, this is haram. This you can do, this you cannot do. Whereas the seerah is the actual biography, the life of the Prophet, how he lived his life. No one can ever doubt the type of iman and the intensity of iman Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. So he would be the first person to emulate, to follow. And to this effect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, don't you all love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course we do. We all do. And Allah told Muhammad to say to the believers, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me. Follow my way. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. Not only will He love you, He will forgive your sins. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Following the sunnah and the seerah of the khulafa, you find in Surah An-Nisa, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those ulul amr. Those ulul amr, as the mufassireen say, the immediate ulul amr are the sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who took charge of Islam after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in a hadith al-Arbad bin Sariyah, it is very clear, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعْشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءَ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِينَ. For those of you who, may Allah give a long life, this is at the time of the Prophet, you will see different things from the way I brought guidance to you. So in this case, you have to stick to my sunnah, my practice, and the sunnah and the practice of the Khulafa al-Rashideen al-Mahdiyeen. عَضُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدْ. Bite onto it, stick to it firmly. And then finally to be with the righteous in the company of those true believers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Choose those individuals who are like-minded, who want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are truthful ones. كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Be with the truthful ones. Be with the righteous. Finally, it is those who recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the Lord and remain steadfast on that path. They will be able to receive the true safety and security, which is amn, which is really the condition of faith and iman. May we be amongst them. Allahumma ameen. In Surah Al-Ahqaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Indeed, those who say, Allah is our Lord, and they are steadfast, they are firm on that path, there can be no fear nor any grief upon them. May Allah make us amongst those individuals. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة. يرحمني وارحمكم الله.